Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. You clicked them, we collected them. The PPP staff picks from the most emailed, most blogged, most gawked at stories on the web. We call it the most. First up today, producer Dan Pashman.
Hey.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
Great.
I'm glad to hear it. We got a most emailed from the New York Times health section, an article entitled The Feud. It's about one of medicine's most famous feuds and certainly one of its longest lived. And there's been an apparent reconciliation after decades of feuding between Dr. Michael DeBakey and Dr. Denton Cooley.
What are they fighting about?
Interesting you should ask, Rachel. Well, apparently, back in the 1950s, as partners, they pioneered operations at Baylor Medical College and Methodist Hospital in Houston, heart-related procedures. Dr. DeBakey...
Is it DeBakey? It might be DeBakey.
It could be.
Could be. I think it might be.
DeBakey. Anyway. Dr. DeBakey. And the first breach came in 1960 when Dr. Cooley left DeBakey's practice.
Mm-hmm.
Then the big incident came in 1969 when Cooley went and took an artificial heart from his former partner's lab, went down the street to his own lab and implanted it into someone,
that
and then took credit
wrong.
For the first artificial heart transplant.
That seems wrong.
This sounds like an HBO series.
Seriously. This could
Not
be on Jerry Springer or something. But Dr. DeBakey is now 99, Dr. Cooley is 87, and apparently they finally reached a detente and made up, and it's something that many medical people have been trying to get them together for a makeup for many, many years. They can never get them in the same room.
Aww.
And they finally seem to have gotten to some basic level of civility.
Ah, kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Everybody, hold hands.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Make a drum circle.
Nice.
Okay, my favorite today, thank you, Dan, by the way.
Sure.
My favorite today is from the Yahoo Buzz Index. I don't know if you've ever been on this. They chart what people are searching for. And one of the number five most searched terms, up 1,311% since yesterday, is meaning of RSVP.
Now, this just flummoxes me to know...
I don't know if people are getting a lot of
flummox
party.
Flummox?
I'm kidding.
Matt Martinez, everybody.
That's going to be next on the Yahoo Most Searched. Flummox.
I guess people are getting Christmas invitations or holiday invitations, and they don't know, do I respond? Do I not respond? What does it mean?
Okay.
Rachel Martin, you speak French, please.
Respondez, s'il vous plaît.
And for the record, people, Connecticut, you have to respond either way. Let your host or hostess know if you're coming or if you're
right.
Just
give them a heads up.
Gonna dust them. All
you
right.
know, that's good.
So that's from Yahoo Buzz.
That's good. That's polite news we can use, actually. Okay, I'm gonna tell you about one of, I think it's the number three on the most emailed at the LA Times. I love this story. It's about how the iPod and technology has revolutionized education to a certain extent. And there are a handful of Ivy League universities who post their lectures by high-profile profs on iTunes. And so anyone can access them. You just download them, whatever you're interested in, biochemistry, philosophy. You download these and you can listen to them on your iPod. And the article was really nice. It talked about people who have lives that are very far away from academia, like truck drivers who download these things, and they can actually hear the chalk scratches in the background on the recording.
That's
so
neat.
It makes them feel like they're there. I don't know. I thought that was really cool.
I think that is excellent. I'm going to go do that myself.
Get smarter.
Matt Martinez.
I've got a diabolical one for you. This comes from the Wall Street Journal. It's about Nicholas Negroponte. He's the guy who came up with the whole $100 laptop idea, you know, giving laptops to poor children and developing this thing. And he hopscotched all over the globe trying to sell this thing. Turns out it's kind of a bust. And you know why it's a bust? Because some big companies considered it a huge threat to their bottom line. So they started developing cheap laptops, and you can only guess who those companies are.
Yeah.
Intel, Microsoft.
Look at you naming them, those dirty dogs.
Hey, listen, it's in the Wall Street Journal article.
Yeah, it was really,
you know,
they only got about 10,000 orders. Then we had Masioka talking about it last week or so, and you know, it seemed like such a great idea, and they started to get some orders, and then these other companies got threatened.
Yeah.
Capitalism trumping philanthropy.
It's just
Yeah, so they started developing their own things, and poor guy, you know, all his hard work is kind of being scuttled.
Karma boomerangs, they come back, they hit hard.
That's all
I'm saying. All right, Trisha McKinney, seems like the fire's been put out in the control room.
Yeah, we had a little fire back there, but you know, not a real fire for our listeners. Everybody calm down. Okay.
All right, what do you have?
So I have one of the most viewed and emailed stories on MSNBC.com. And it's actually a study about children and bone health. And so it turns out that possibly getting too little exercise, spending too little time in the sun, and drinking too little milk could have an impact on children in the future. They could become more prone to osteoporosis later. They could potentially develop things like rickets. I mean, when have you heard of rickets since, you know, your sixth grade health class? But, you know, that's could be one of the symptoms of, you know, too much time, I guess, playing video games and not enough time frolicking on, out on the lawn.
Get outside, children.
Drink
get
some
outside.
Milk.
Get outside. Drink your milk.
So this is coming from the Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. They're doing a study. They're doing bone scans for 1,500 healthy children, and they're going to follow them for 7 years and just kind of see what normal bone growth should be and then, you know, et cetera.
Tricia McKinney, thank you for that most from MSNBC. Matt, Dan, and Rachel, that's it for the most. Thanks, everybody.
Yay, the most.
You bet. You can find these stories and other BPP goodies on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.